This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Longing to love you just for the night. Kissing and hugging and holding you tight. Please let me love you with all my mind. Reasons, the reasons that we're here. The reasons that we fear our feelings won't.
Fact. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Maryville University sponsors our phone lines. Each new student is assigned a life coach, knowledgeable resource for academic advising. Go to maryville.edu for more information. We have Ahmad Hicks and Andy Muller from our station. Plowsy is here. Brian Hoffman is here. We're here till 12 o'clock. The Hall of Famer Rick Hummel at 11. All right, let's talk quick little food diversion. Barbecue. You have one last meal at a barbecue restaurant in St. Louis. Where would it be? And what would you eat at this restaurant? Let's be specific, and we'll go right around the room here. Ahmad, you go first.
I'm going mom's and dad's barbecue, no restaurant, man. I don't think.
Oh, your mom and dad.
Yeah, I don't think anybody tops my mom and dad's barbecue. My mom and dad just grilled this past weekend, and dad knows how to throw down on the ribs. He doesn't even eat ribs. He doesn't eat pork, beef, or anything. He only eats seafood, but man, he can cook. So if I had to pick, I'm going their ribs, potato salad, and baked beans, and maybe some collard greens.
I'm going to Ahmad's house.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good. That is good. But you got to have something in town.
All right, if I have to, I would say salt and smoke.
For the brisket?
Just, yeah, oh, absolutely. Yeah, no question.
And Brian, you make it?
Well, salt and smoke, a very underrated pulled chicken sandwich is also excellent there. I'm a big fan of that.
So is Beastcraft, are we doing Metro?
Oh, yeah.
The ribs at Beastcraft. Our bomb. Ahmad House. I love seafood and ribs, so, you know, let me know next time your mom cooks.
How long is your dad cooking them for?
It just depends. Sometimes he smokes them, sometimes he grills them. He has all different varieties of ways he cooks, and my mom, I forgot the macaroni and cheese, so you can't forget that. But yeah, so that can't be mom and dad's cooking.
You had me at the barbecue.
Yeah, no doubt.
The is he out there, is he smoking a cigar? Is he having a beer while he's
probably
doing it?
Probably with the Corona in his hand or Dos Equis, you know, and having a cigar in hand. And he has a nice little setup on his patio out back. They have all the entertainment furniture and whatnot, the umbrella, so the misting fans. He's good back there. He's relaxed. Nice.
Now, see, the question I have about this is how do you know? This is sort of like being an Acapulco cliff diver. Mm-hmm. How do you know you're good at it? If he doesn't eat, you know, the pork and the beef or whatever, how do you get good at that? That's really impressive.
Well, you know, I asked him that same question, and his response was, "You eat it, don't you?" And I was like, "Well, you're right about that." So I guess that's how we know it's good.
Hey, has anybody in this room seen the new thing? I don't know how new it is. I'm always behind, but the barbecue mat where you put on the pit. Just like a little mat, and you put the meat on the mat so it, you know, it doesn't like screw up your pit, and it's really effective. And as soon as it's done, you just wipe off the mat. I cooked some chicken on there the other day. It was spectacular.
I have seen it advertised, never tried it, so there's the first endorsement.
I could picture you with a big doobie out there and...
I mean, I'm not going to tell your listener to do that, but certainly it enhances not only the eating portion, but obviously the cooking portion as well.
Very good. All right. How about your go-to dessert at Ted Drew's? Or maybe it's not Ted Drew's, but if you're going to Ted Drew's, what would it be? For me, it's that apple pie. It's like kind of a hot apple pie inside the custard. There can be nothing better than that.
I'm a big fan of their strawberry shortcake. I think that's phenomenal there at Ted Drew's. Or just their regular old-fashioned vanilla ice cream, you know?
I'm going the tiramisu concrete. I don't know what everything else is on the menu because that I just can't pass that up whenever I'm there.
Yeah, my dad's a big fan of that.
What about you, Plowsy?
I mean, me and Ahmad are like on the same wavelength. That's my go-to, the strawberry shortcake. But I've actually, my girlfriend gets the pistachio, which at first I thought was a little weird, but actually,
no.
If you had the pistachio.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's really, really good.
You know, this is a famous Majerus story. We went there once, and we had it. We ate it there, and we're driving back to SLU, and he said, "Would you mind if we went back?" And like 15 minutes later, we went back and had it was because of the pistachio.
It's good.
Brian, what about you?
I like the M&Ms and the concrete. Yeah. I'm a fan of that.
That's strong. All right, how about one sleeper restaurant in town. Maybe it's a dive bar.
What?
Maybe it's something that nobody's ever heard of, or maybe it's relatively popular. Well, what's one restaurant in town? Boy, I really like going there. Maybe it's a joint. I'll throw one out. Olivet Diner, where they have the bananas, Foster waffle, the great burgers. Just I like sitting at the bar. It's just so good.
For a time, I lived nearby this place, and I grew to love it. It kind of became a go-to place for me. It's Balducci's in Maryland Heights.
Oh yeah, right up there, Maryland. That 364.
Bennington place.
Yes, yeah. I've been there before. Yeah,
really spectacular.
Great cheesecake. Yeah,
really spectacular food.
I'm a huge fan of Chinese food, and I like to brag, you know, like with my former college teammates at SIU, I used to always talk about St. Louis has the best Chinese food. And I think one of the best spots, it's kind of, you know, like one of those holes in the walls, Bing Lu. It's right next to Herbert Hoover Boys and Girls.
Bing, B-I-N-G.
B-I-N-G-L-A-U. I'm not sure how to pronounce that last word.
So we're talking King's Highway.
No, we're talking Grand.
Grand. Oh, Herbert Hoover, yeah.
Right next to Herbert Hoover Boys and Girls Club. And it is one of the best Chinese food spots in St. Louis, I promise you.
Wow.
Ooh.
Yes.
You know, I'm not sure this qualifies as a diamond in the rough place because I've noticed it's increasing in popularity. And it does have good burgers and other food if you want to go there. Off Van Deventer, Rockwell Brewing Company. It recently opened a couple months ago, and it has very good beer, and the food is very good as well. But my wife and I go there probably it's over once a month now at this point. But and we've noticed it's getting more and more crowded as we go.
Really?
In a nice outdoor area as well. Yes, Rockwell off Van Deventer.
Rooster's Breakfast on
Grand. Yes.
That's really good.
Wait a minute. Rooster's?
Yes,
on Grand. How close is it to the Fox?
It's the opposite way. Complete opposite way down Grand. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's near the.
Oh, wait a minute. I've been there. Yeah, they have. I think there's two.
There's one downtown, too.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Great breakfasts.
And it's always a long line when you go in the morning. Always. Yeah. It's really good, though.
You got one?
I don't know if the gramophone's considered because it's probably my favorite place to go. So I'll do Tiffany's Diner there in Maplewood, which I think has a fantastic breakfast. And. Man, it's tough. I don't know if Joni's Pizza is considered a hole in the wall, but Cha Cha Chow, the food truck downtown, is unbelievable, too.
I've seen that truck, yeah.
Oh, it's good.
You know, I'm a big fan of Chris's Pancake House. It's one of my all-time favorites, and I do respect that original Pancake House because their pancakes are unbelievable. But I'll tell you something. We were in Terre Haute the other day, and we stopped at a Cracker Barrel, and their pancakes alone, man, are they good.
Oh, the Mom French Toast there. I'll live and die by that. Cracker Barrel, good.
I like Cracker Barrel, but I like to say that Chris's or the original Pancake House has better pancakes than Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, you know, the original Pancake House, as good as it is, and I'm a big fan of how they, like 3 or 4 days before they actually put the batter, you know, on the stove or on the grill, but it really is kind of pricey.
Oh, yeah.
It really is.
That's for sure.
Just a little bit, yeah. I mean, you know, the Shack is another place, I think.
Oh, yeah,
really
they got that
breakfast.
Figured out.
Yeah.
God, really, they're really packed good. All the time, too. Yes.
Benton Park Cafe is the best breakfast in St. Louis, and that is unbelievable. 24 hours, I do believe, Friday, Saturday, breakfast all day. The French toast is amazing. They got huge breakfast burritos. Frank, you would love.
You're a big French toast guy, I can tell.
Oh, dude, are you kidding me? It's fantastic.
All right, let's see. Let's go back Cardinals now, and we'll go serious here. The Cardinals had a lot of center fielders in the organization at the same time. Brian and I were talking about this today. Randall Grichuk, Harrison Bader, Dexter Fowler, and a fellow by the name of Tommy Pham, who has a .379 on base, .460 slug with 13 homers. Mm. Is there any doubt if you could redo this thing? That Tommy Pham would be out there every day for your Cardinals, and you shouldn't have messed with him.
Not for me, no. And you know, I'm sure it comes down to, you know, Tommy being a little bit more outspoken than maybe you know people would have liked, and the uncertainty of when this you know his eye injury might flare up again or whatever, but shows no signs of doing that now.
I wasn't here when Tommy Pham was here and before he got traded away, so I'm not sure about his personality and how he was, but I've heard all the stories, but. I mean, if you just look at his body of work, the stealing bases, what he can do in the field and all that stuff, yeah, to me, I just think he was the complete package. We know Harrison Bader, he can make the flashy plays in center field and, you know, track down a ball, and then you have a guy like Dexter Fowler, you know, he can't really hit at the plate. I think Tommy Pham was just a more balanced, complete guy if I had it.
Just imagine if you didn't make that move and then Ozuna was healthy and you're trotting out an outfield of Jose Martinez in right, Tommy Pham in center, and Ozuna in left. And that's a pretty productive offensive outfield.
Yeah, I wouldn't have a problem throwing that out there every day.
All 20-plus home run guys for a season.
Yeah.
Right.
If you are Mike Schilt, do you now not care about veterans' feelings and make sure that Jairo Munoz and Jose Martinez are in the lineup every day?
I think if you're trying to win and avoid going four straight years and not making the playoffs, you shouldn't care about their feelings. It's a business. It's all about winning. You don't care about feelings when signing contracts or not signing contracts. So I think at this point, you play your best guys, the guys who are going to hit, who are going to show up consistently every day, because Cardinal Nation will not go for a fourth year of the Cardinals not making the playoffs.
I think you take the sheet that you have the statistics, and then the last category on the edge of the page is salary. I think you snip off that salary section and you pay it no mind, and you've got to go with the guys who are producing at the time, irregardless of age, contract. Productivity's got to be it.
They're professionals. They can handle being benched, and if you don't like being benched, well, play better.
Playoffs start tomorrow. You're game one starter if you're in.
Question mark.
Yeah, Mike Bush was talking about this the other day on our podcast at the station, and he said that there's not one guy who you would say, I'm taking him right now to throw out there. Dakota Hudson, maybe, but I mean, do you really want to trust Dakota going out there for the start of the playoffs? I mean, that's really a big question for Cardinal Nation right now, and I think they maybe need to bring in a solid veteran pitcher.
I don't know that there is any anchor to this rotation right now. God bless Adam Wainwright. He's been my favorite Cardinal for years. He's going out there on guile and guts, but that can only carry you so far.
Mm-hmm.
Jack Flaherty is underproduced. Miles Michaelis certainly is underproduced. Dakota Hudson has been brilliant at times and has been spotty at best at other times. I just don't know.
I tell you what, though, of the two phases, if you go offense and pitching, the one I'm more bullish about is the pitching. Because I think, you know, Flaherty's last outing, and gosh, the guy has so much ability.
Mm-hmm.
Dakota has been above expectations. Mick Michaelis has been the victim of some horrendous fielding. And he's pitched better down the stretch.
Gives up a lot of home runs, though.
Yeah. And then you throw in, I'd put Ponce de Leon in the rotation right now.
I was just thinking that, yeah.
Yeah. I think there's a chance in this second half, as we go down the stretch, that the starting pitching is going to be pretty good, even though everybody's saying, well, you got to acquire Madison Bumgarner. I'd love to have that happen. But I'm more worried about this offense, and you are who you are as an offense.
If the Cardinals are going to get into the playoffs, they're going to have to pitch better. The bullpen's shown a little bit, a few signs that maybe they're sort of rounding into form, as long as they don't get overused. But why are they being overused? Because the starters have not been able to carry, go deep into games. If the Cardinals are going to get back into the playoffs, they're going to have to pitch better.
Well, like Frank alluded to, I think some days the team falls victim to just not being good enough. I mean, like, well, as far as offensively when we're speaking, because Jack Flaherty has had days where he's been unbelievable. Miles Michaelis as well. But then the offense shows up with just one run. I mean, it's kind of hard to pitch, you know, a scoreless game or only give up one run if you want to win, you know. So the offense really has to give these guys some run support. If they can give them 5 to 6 runs every outing, I mean, I think our pitching will look a lot better because they'll get more wins and we'll score a lot more runs.
All right, we'll take a short time out. When we come back, we're going to talk a little Mizzou and SLU. But before we do that, quick word about the Gatesworth, finest in senior living. If you're looking for a place for mom or dad, aunt or uncle or grandma or grandpa, go to the Gatesworth, 170 in Delmar, 1 McKnight Place, where the answer is always yes when you call down to the front desk. We have Ahmad Hicks and Andy Moeller in studio with us. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.